This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss staffing needs at hospitals across the state of Georgia. I'm your host, Grace Bagwell-Adams, Assistant Dean of Outreach Engagement and Equity at the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, we're joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Andy, could you talk a little bit about what we're seeing in regards to the staffing needs in hospitals across the state?
Well, it starts with nurses, basically. We came into the coronavirus pandemic with a shortage of RNs, and that was true nationally as well as in Georgia, particularly in rural areas. And we're seeing that only compounded now as COVID-19 grips our state and as there are more demands on nurses and other healthcare workers. And in fact, there are increasing staffing needs for all hospitals and nursing homes during this pandemic.
I know one of the concerns, of course, is that these frontline workers are also vulnerable to contracting COVID-19. As we head into what seems to be the third surge here, what are some of the solutions that healthcare systems and hospitals have when their own workforce gets sick and can't come to work?
What healthcare facilities are trying to do is managing schedules so that they don't have their workers experience burnout. I mean, it's a typical thing for hospital officials to talk about COVID fatigue among their workers, and that's certainly the case because the danger is higher and the workload is higher. And so they're trying to manage their shifts of nurses and doctors and other frontline workers. And they're also trying to get them mental health resources and wellness resources that they'll need in order to take time off.
Can you talk a little bit about one of the solutions that some healthcare systems have pursued, which is that of contracting with travel nurses?
Well, travel nurses have existed for a long time, but certainly the demand for them has increased as hospitals and other facilities are looking for staff during the pandemic. And what a travel nurse essentially does is they work temporary assignments, either near their home or in distant places. Usually the length of time is 13 weeks, and they can make a lot of money doing this type of work. I talked to one who went to New York City and was paid $13,000 per week during the crisis time for COVID in the city.
Well, now that it seems we've got some evidence from several clinical trials about some efficacy around vaccines, can you talk a little bit about what that might do or how that might mitigate some of these staffing concerns as we have viable vaccine contenders?
The good news here, Grace, is that these vaccines look effective and they look safe. And we're going to see some distribution of these in our state and elsewhere during December and into January. And healthcare workers, especially frontline ones that work with COVID patients, whether they're respiratory therapy personnel or nurses working in ICU, they'll get the vaccine first, and that will certainly reduce the chances of these very valuable workers of getting this disease.
It's good to hear some good news, I think, for a change.
For sure.
Thank you so much, Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gpbnews.org.